online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The EU's chief negotiator says there still hasn't been sufficient progress in Brexit negotiations to discuss the UK's future relationship. But the Brexit Secretary David Davis says talks in Brussels have made decisive steps forward. Both of them have acknowledged there are gaps between the sides.
KMFM News.
The Civil Aviation Authority says it's furious with Ryanair over its cancelled flights. The airline's axed another 18,000 journeys, affecting 400,000 customers. They're now facing legal action after being accused of misleading customers over their rights to refunds and expenses. Passenger William Turner has had five of his flights between Edinburgh and Stansted cancelled.
It's frustrating. It makes things difficult. It's not what you need. You just want to book things and have them in place and go. They've obviously lost pilots and are having to arrange things for the holidays. And I understand that's a difficulty they have, but it doesn't help anybody who's trying to get to their destination.
A man's been jailed for 8 years for stabbing another man in an unprovoked attack in Chatham. The court heard how the victim suffered multiple injuries after being targeted at a home in the Luton Road area in June. 41-year-old Graham Troop from Constitution Road will serve an extra 2 years on licence. A Kent man who's serving life for a number of sex offences could be facing more time behind bars after being convicted of attacking a young boy. James Mitchell was handed a minimum term of 14 years in October 2012. Now, the 61-year-old who used to live in Invicta Road in Sheerness has been found guilty of four offences dating back to 2006. He'll be sentenced next month.
This is KMFM.
PCSOs in Kent will soon have the power to fine parents who park on zigzag and double yellow lines outside schools. Officers will be allowed to patrol roads during drop-off and pick-up times to tackle congestion problems using powers normally reserved for councils. It's one of five new powers Kent's chief constable has decided to enforce. The county's crime commissioner, Matthew Scott, says it's something which needs to be cracked down on.
There is a wider responsibility upon organisations to promote better parking around schools, but ultimately also parents and guardians themselves not to be causing hazards.
The powers are expected to come into force by the end of the year. A man's been arrested after cannabis plants were found at a property in Cliftonville. Police discovered the drugs in Northdown Road around 7:30 on Tuesday night. A 49-year-old man from the town has been released while investigations take place. A Kent woman who developed a serious bacterial infection 11 years ago is hoping to raise awareness of the illness to young children. Lorraine DeMonte from Seven Oaks is still managing her symptoms of Lyme disease after she was bitten by a tick in her garden in Seven Oaks. She's now written a children's picture book to help spot what a tick looks like.
Somebody spoke to me recently. Their child had been bitten and they had the bullseye rash. It's very important that the children are aware, because often there's a lot of adults that have no idea.
More than 2,000 homes in Thanet were left without electricity last night after an underground cable exploded. UK Power Networks say there was a fault with the cable at their substation in Chapel Place Lane in Ramsgate and have apologised. And former Girls Aloud star Nadine Coyle has been chatting to KMFM Breakfast about her new single. Go to Work was released earlier this month, 7 years on from when she last recorded solo music. Nadine told Gary and Laura this morning how it came about and said it's great to be back.
It's kind of just an upbeat, uplifting, kind of motivating song that, I mean, some people have said to me, they're like, I put it on actually in the morning to get up and go to work. So yeah, it's really fun. Just kind of put it on, have a good time.
You can listen to the full interview if you missed it at kmfm.co.uk.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
It was a disappointing end to the season for Kent's cricketers last night as they lost their final county championship match against Glamorgan. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, Kent were beaten by 5 wickets at Canterbury yesterday evening, with head coach Matt Walker admitting they didn't play their best cricket. It was their first home defeat of the season and they've ended 5th in the Division 2 table. In football, England manager Gareth Southgate will announce his squad for their final 2 World Cup qualifiers this afternoon. The team are on the verge of qualifying for Russia ahead of their matches with Slovenia and Lithuania. Meanwhile, Chelsea secured a 2-1 victory at Atletico Madrid in the Champions League last night. Elsewhere, Manchester United beat CSKA Moscow 4-1 and Celtic got a 3-0 win at Anderlecht in Belgium. And Arsenal start their Europa League campaign this evening. They're in Belarus to face Batei Borisov.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.